While Traverse City police looked on, about 50 people stood outside the governmental center waving signs saying things like "No Sanctuary City" and "Keep America Great." Tom Hartman brought an American flag with the phrase, "Don't tread on me."
Our country's on an incredibly dangerous course.
The Traverse City Human Rights Commission has quietly been having conversations over the last few months about the Sanctuary City possibility. Last night, for the first time, they opened it up to public discussion.
All right, please.
Most people opposed the idea. They said that crime would go up, that the Coast Guard may pull out of the city, and that the Trump administration would make good on promises to cut federal funding to sanctuary cities. One woman, Ella, was concerned that a sudden influx of immigrants would add to Traverse City's housing crunch.
Right now, it sounds like a feel-good move. Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. We need to make choices that are going to affect our area in a positive light. And I don't think this will.
A few people, like Pat Mallon, tried to speak in support of the idea.
I think we need the immigrants that we have here, whether they are documented or not.
Mallon says she's not the type of person who normally speaks at public meetings.
I'm almost ready to faint.
She says that immigrants in this area, like migrant farm workers, shouldn't have to worry about interacting with the police.
You know, I don't want them to be afraid of the local police. And I don't understand why people think that just because suddenly we have a sanctuary status, that the people that have been living peaceably around them are suddenly going to turn into a marauding horde of criminals. I just don't understand that.
The Human Rights Commission does not have the power to declare sanctuary city status. Only the city commission could do that. Isaiah Smith, the chair of the Human Rights Commission, says they're a long way from making a recommendation. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.